Okay, I got a new one for you. It's going to fall under the category of how come we did not think of this. You know, bottled water. How come we didn't think of this? We wouldn't be in radio right now. We'd be probably at that island that is featured on the commercial all the time.
Oh, yeah.
The remote island.
Yeah,
we'd probably have a place there.
Oh, yeah.
So there is a different type of Keurig for soft serve ice cream.
Oh, stop.
You will be able to get K-Cups. They might be called K-Cups, but they are ice cream that you put in the same little slot, close the latch, and you've got soft serve ice cream.
Wow.
Sorry, I ruined your New Year's resolution to get in shape.
Mm. Do you put like milk in it instead of water?
No, I think it all comes right there in the little cup.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's fantastic. Wow, why didn't we? Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Good on whoever thought of that and put it into action.
Yeah, I think that's going to be one of the popular items of 2021.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that.
Mm-hmm. So the big news today, this has been a busy week for Nebraska football. Kind of makes sense. It's guys are starting to return. They'll begin the 7 to 8 weeks of winter conditioning, and spring ball will be here. I still anticipate spring ball will be pushed back just a little bit. But Jonathan Rutledge, who was hired before this season as a special teams analyst, not one of the full-time assistant coaches, was paid $150,000. He was at Auburn before he came to Lincoln. Connor Culp was the all-Big Ten kicker, who ironically was from the SEC as well after he transferred from LSU. But the rest of Nebraska's special teams never took hold. And the special teams in 2020 looked very similar to the special teams in 2019. So Jonathan Rutledge is out. So I ask you, if you are diagnosing, if you're running the show, and you know the importance of what's coming up in year four, you feel like you're headed in the right direction, but Saturdays are the only thing that matters. But you have to do a deep dive into your program. You say, we got to get better on special teams. Abysmal. Back-to-back years. Thought we had it fixed, wasn't fixed. Can't wait any longer. Even during a pandemic where maybe that part of our program got overlooked because we had to get guys ready to play offense and defense. But can't wait, sense of urgency. Good, good. I'm relieved. Seeing a sense of urgency. Hey, it's go time. I might have a long-term contract. We got to start winning. It's miserable. I mean, you're going to lose people if you don't start winning. They're going to lose faith. All right, we got to win. How do we win? That's an area we weren't winning in. Can we make a change there? And by making a change, we'll be better. Is the person that was in charge the problem? Okay. That might have been the case. Just we're not on the same page. What I was believing and what was being taught, just we weren't together. Got to make a change. Okay. So that was one of your top three things had to be fixed in the offseason. The next one is the most important position and the difference between winning and losing in 2021. I mean, you're getting a bonus on the defensive side of the football that everybody has come back except for DiCaprio Boodle. I mean, Ben Stille is still out there, but Will Honus earlier today said that he's coming back. So 9 of your 11 starters could come back on defense. 17 of your top 21 players in terms of snaps on the defensive side of the ball coming back. Don't have to worry about that. Leave that to somebody else. And they appear to be in a good spot over there on defense. Got to get better, but they're in a good spot. I mean, ideally for Nebraska to move up the ranks of the West Division, they got to lop off about a yard per play. To be in the mix of teams that have resumes that look familiar that have won the West recently. All right, it's on us. We're on offense. What's the next thing? Got to fix quarterback. The difference between winning and losing. Not the sole reason why Nebraska is winning and losing, But it's the most important position in this offense and the most important position in this program. And if the position doesn't have consistency and continues to ride the roller coaster with the good, the bad, and the ugly all in the course of 60 minutes, you ain't got no shot. You're going to be a 500 football team or below. Can't have that. So that's also on the list of things you got to fix in the offseason. So is that next up? What are we doing in terms of development? What are we doing in terms of teaching? What are we doing in terms of the players that are actually playing? Why aren't they doing this? Why are they doing that that is good, and how do we expand on that? Is it us or is it them? Is it us? Do we make a move? Do we say, we got to be better in how we teach it, how we develop it? And is the solution right there in front of you that says, hey, for 21, we got to find a way to make Adrian Martinez and Logan Smothers better? So that's the next probably thing if you're looking at the offseason and saying, we got to fix these things. Special teams, the movement on special teams does surprise me a little bit. But I may be a sign of self-scouting yourself and your program on what can be fixed. Now, the next important step is, how do you fix it? Is it internally, externally? I still say, oversee it. Oversee it. Push your chips into the middle of the table and say, bottom line, special teams is with me. It's a group effort, bottom line with me, and we'll make it better because it has to be better. You can't be at the bottom of the ESPN efficiency rankings in special teams for three straight years. If you are, you get what you deserve. All right, 1:32. George is back with the NBA minute after this.